Oh, this is good.
All right, we're rolling. All right. Seth, welcome to California.
Thanks for having me.
I understand you were here for some type of video. What was it called?
Yeah, it's a Vid Summit. So just checking it out, seeing some famous YouTubers that we've been following for a while, and just seeing what we can learn about video.
We were talking before the show, and you said you're not going to come next year for sure.
That is exactly what I said. No, it was. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe not. So I don't know. It's kind of hard to decide which things to dedicate your time to each year. But yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
Did you learn anything?
Yeah, I did. Learned a lot about authenticity on camera and how to be like genuinely helpful, and yeah, just good insights. Stuff I think I sort of knew intuitively, but it was just good to get reminders about a lot of it.
Exactly. So we're probably doing everything wrong right now.
No, I think you're doing good. It's good to me. Yeah.
That's funny.
You know, Jill and I think we talked about this a little bit before the show. Whenever we go to these conferences, these professional conferences, I either walk away saying, I'm never going to go to this again, it's totally below me, or man, I can't wait to go next year because I didn't have any idea that this is what really is possible. Uh-huh. The last conference that I went to that where I'm like, man, I'm going to go to this next year was Tax Lien Foreclosure Conference, right, in Las Vegas, man. And then he stopped doing it. He retired, the guy that was holding it. But I was like, I can't wait to get out of here and go actually implement this, which we did. Mm-hmm. I did. This is before I met you, or before you were involved. So, and now we're still doing it. We're still implementing tax lien foreclosures.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
The diametric opposite is the podcasting.
Oh my gosh.
What's it called?
Podcast Movement. Yeah. We went to that one in Anaheim a couple of years ago. Not to bag on these things, but we just found out, like you just found out, how much we already know. Yeah. You know, it's really interesting.
Yeah.
Cool.
So how long were you here? And is this the first time in California for you?
No, I've been to the LA airport before when going to Hawaii, but
nice.
This is my first time like actually walking outside the terminal and seeing the city. So yeah, we were here for about 2.5 days. And yeah, really the most that I saw was the Griffith Observatory in
That's
the Hollywood
cool.
sign. Yeah,
it was cool.
It was really cool.
Good.
And we went to the Santa Monica Pier.
Great.
Oh, yeah.
The end of Route 66.
Yep.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it was cool. I wish I could have spent more time here, but you know, that's what we were able to fit in.
Well, you're welcome anytime, man.
Yeah.
Cool.
Come on back. And if the guy who lives here is out of town, you can...
Yeah, that's right. Just take up residency, right?
Exactly.
It's a big joke because our internet in this studio doesn't work right now because for some reason we didn't pay the bill. So... Seth now thinks this is just a big house of cards.
Yeah. I've been there. I know how it is.
That's so good.
Jill, what question have you always wanted to ask Seth that you've just never been able to ask him? Like, let's say some stuff about Mark Podolsky that's just awful.
Oh, that would be funny. No. No. I'm trying to think of a good question. Like, how about... What got you started in this back in the day?
Yeah, I mean, for me, it was the first thing I was able to succeed at. I mean, I tried a bunch of other stuff and was terrible at it. I mean,
okay.
Tried the house thing and, you know.
But you're doing the house thing now, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I am. But it kind of came after figuring out how to find deals, how to use direct mail, a lot of stuff that, like, before I understood that, like, it was a really long, hard road. So, right. But land was kind of the first foray into understanding how do you do all that. And it made a lot of sense, and yeah, right. I was able to get results. So that was like back in 2008. And at the time, it was kind of a crazy time in real estate.
Yeah.
It was prior to that, real estate prices were crazy high. And then after that, they were crazy low because of the recession. And it was an interesting time for sure to be involved in the real estate world.
That's cool.
Yeah. Do you guys remember that? Did you? I assume you were buying properties back then, right?
Yeah. We've been, since the 90s. And then I came along, shucks, right about that time. Dove back in. I started here in Southern California working for some developers. That's how I really got into it. And then just growing up here, I watched my dad, and he was a pilot, and he flew for these guys and I'm like, how do you fly? Who are these people? And it was all real estate related. So I kind of knew. what was going on.
Yeah.
And I watched him do deals and worked with, like I said, those developers, mm-hmm. and then got out of it for a while because I was 20 and silly, wanted to just travel. And then met up with Steven, and here we are. So it all came naturally to me, mm-hmm. too. I'm like, I got this.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
There was a zero, when Jill and I started doing deals together, there was a zero, she just didn't need to be trained. Like, yeah. she just sat down and started doing it.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It wrecked me for life because everybody that works for us or works with us in any partnership way or anything, I expect them to know everything immediately.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah, you know, actually, I've known a few people who, like, their first hire was just, like, an amazing success story, you know, and it does. Cause, like,
it ruins it.
It's just not, that's not reality. That's not how it usually works. So, yeah.
Exactly.
We recently hired somebody in the transaction coordinator position, who is a lifelong real estate professional, mm-hmm. who had absolutely no idea how to do the deals the way we do them. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And she just said, you know, after a week, she said, "There's just no way I can do this."
Mm-hmm. When it was too much, the volume of what we do and everything, mm-hmm. She's like, "I'm sorry.
I don't think this is complicated, do you? I think this is like simple compared to like building a website."
Yeah.
Buying and selling land is ridiculously simple.
Yeah,
I think a lot of things can be simple if that's the only thing you focus on. You know, like if you really take time to obsess about that and understand every possible angle. But I do agree, like, just like in the real estate realm, like land is by far simpler than anything else I've ever explored. So that's not to say it doesn't have its little issues here and there, but comparatively speaking, mm-hmm. it's way easier to figure out, I think.
Exactly.
I cut my teeth on buying and selling or brokering hospitals and like post-acute hospitals. After you got a surgery, you go to this, you know, there's nothing more complicated than that. Mm-hmm. It takes a year to do the deal and all kinds of government rags and stuff. So I went from that to I left that going, there's got to be an easier way.
Yeah, I'm with you. I used to work on SBA loans in my
Yeah, I remember that.
And that was a nightmare. Just trying to get the government to like understand what you're trying to do, and they think of every possible way to make it harder. And yeah, I agree.
You know, I remember talking to you for some reason when you left that job, and that had to be hard. Like that comes with a pension and stuff and retirement, right? That job?
No, I mean, I wasn't working directly for the government. I was basically the company I was with. It's like the SBA was outsourcing the work to them. So no, I did not have the nice pension. So
it wasn't that hard to leave.
I mean, psychologically, for my personality, like it was hard to walk away from a paycheck, but I very quickly got over that and realized I should have done it a long time ago. Yeah,
that's the best feeling. Yeah. We always tell people that you want to look back and go, "I wish I would have done that a year ago," because then you know that
you
the pressure's off. You're cool. So, do you think you'll ever go back? Right, isn't that cool?
No way.
Yeah, I mean, unless, I can't imagine why I would ever do that. Not that I, like, hated the job or anything, but it's just, why?
Yeah. Why exactly.
There's no feeling like working for yourself.
Yeah.
Not reporting to anyone.
Pretty great.
Mm-hmm. It's funny because, you know, information inspiration, I talked to a lot of people about that, and there's that fear. It's so interesting. And then once you do it, you're like, pfft. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the
I still report to Jill, but that's a topic for a whole different show.
Interesting.
Whether I believe that I do or I don't, I actually really do.
Yeah. I bet your wife might, you and your wife might have a similar,
Yeah, the boss has the final word on everything.
Exactly.
I have this contractor buddy. He's like the number two for Kitchell. Kitchell's like, you know, commercial contractor, like the number three contractor in the country. Mm-hmm. And he has this saying, and he says, "It's not about the money, but it's about the money."
That's so good.
So Seth, we're both from Michigan.
Yeah.
You know, I just think this is like a Candyland, Disneyland scenario out here.
Yeah.
Is that your impression? That you came out here like, "Can I know people live like this? This is ridiculous. Nothing's getting done."
Yeah. No, it's, we've spent the past like, few days now just saying over and over again, like, LA is just so awesome. Like, it's just a really, I mean, the weather obviously is huge, and you know, this kind of stuff behind us is really great. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's a great place. I understand, even with tax stuff and cost of living, like, I get why there's so many people here.
Yeah,
it's not a mystery.
Do you know what's interesting? We have found, even just from Arizona, everybody does joke about, yeah, do you guys even do any work? It looks like you all you guys do is goof off. Mm-hmm. But there's two things. The level of talent and like employees and stuff that we have out here is awesome.
Yeah.
And then two, it's like, you want to be a part of this. It's, you know, it's like playing up to a team. You know, when you're in a sport and you play a tougher team, you up your level. Mm-hmm. I swear, we have upped ourselves.
I agree.
And our business, I don't think our business would be what it is if we were not here.
Yeah.
And it's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of that, I think, in most big cities. But LA has probably got to be one of the best in terms of just like talent, like you said, you know?
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a ton of that.
I don't think we'll ever reach the limits of the talent here. Mm-hmm. I mean, socially and professionally, right. I don't know if we've talked about it on the air, but since we moved into this house, just the people that are around us, you know, we've got a neighbor who now is, you know, actively involved in financing everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And naturally can surround yourself with brilliant minds, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
It's really cool.
All right, so we talked about it a little bit before the show. What are you going to focus on for the next 5 years?
Man, I mean, other than, you know, the land deals I'm doing and growing retipsier.com, I mean, I'm trying to get into some sort of commercial space in some way. I've been looking at self-storage facilities. I don't know that that's for sure the way I'll go, but there's a lot of benefits that come with that package that I like. A lot of things I'm still trying to figure out, but it's very appealing to me, so... Yeah, just want to continue growing the online community and trying to provide value to people that are looking for that kind of content. And I don't know that we have like a super clear 5-year roadmap or anything, but it's probably a lot like you guys. Just want to keep expanding and doing more of the stuff that we love to do.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. Maybe I can get this black thing out of the way.
Oh, is it in the way?
Halfway through the show. Self-storage is really, really intriguing. You know, it's kind of like having 150 rental houses in one little area with zero maintenance. So when you really run the numbers, it's fantastic.
Yeah,
I'll turn my phone off too.
Yeah, that's great. talk about authentic and
this is how you be real right
and mistakes, and that's all right. That's what's going on. Your thing's still there. I don't know if you care.
Oh, sure.
That's all right.
That's great.
Yeah. There you go.
Now authentic. Oh, it's still there.
Exactly.
That's worse.
You guys can still see us, right?
Exactly. This is hilarious. We obviously did not plan or prepare for this, or it's still there, babe.
Yeah, because it's wide. The angle's wide.
There we go. Almost.
Hey, Jill, thanks for covering.
Sorry, don't worry about that.
For the thumbnail of this video, we'll just have it be like black
exactly.
or something.
Exactly. This is going to be audio
only.
Yeah,
maybe it's just audio. I'm trying to think about, this is actually like, I just looked at the numbers. This is show number 1,099 for us.
Oh, right.
1,100 shows. So I'm trying to think back on how many times I've screwed up stuff. From a technical standpoint, this is going to be audio only.
Yeah.
We actually have a full-time camera guy and post-production guy. His name's Daniel, and I asked him about 2 months ago to make a trailer that's like an hour long. So a video.
Oh.
So when this stuff happens,
we could just do audio only and have something
have like pictures of
at.
Our staff and, you know, us doing deals and just stock photos of us like over the years.
Good.
That's how bad it is. That's how much technical problems occur, especially impromptu like this. Anyway, self-storage is like, when you really think about it, like, what's a storage unit cost? $100 a month? $50 a month?
Oh, that could be a lot more too, depending on the size. You can get a closet right for $100 a month, and then if you wanted, if you need to pack a 3-bedroom house in there, you're gonna really spend.
So yeah, it kind of depends on, I think, like the market. Like, it's obviously a lot cheaper in, you know, the Midwest, but also, like, is it climate controlled?
Yeah. Right. Electricity.
Yeah. So kind of depends.
I mean, let's just say, for sake of argument, you can get $100 a month of profit out of a storage unit when you really think about that. So the talent, it's like trailer parks. The talent's not developing it or putting it all together, because that's easy.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, not everybody, but for a group like ours, it's not that hard to come up with. The talent is keeping it full.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And so the same thing with trailer park or anything else, RV storage, all of it. It could, you know, everything comes down to marketing, always.
Yeah, it's actually a common thing, especially when you're buying like smaller mom and pop facilities. Like the marketing thing is like super common issue.
Yeah. This is so wrong. This is, no one's watching
real.
This. If you started watching this and you're still watching it, that's your fault.
Yeah.
Take no responsibility for that.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, good. Well,
we didn't plan for this. Seth was just at a conference and just...
I saw it on Facebook.
Yeah, they invited me over. Thanks,
thank you
guys.
For the... Exactly. Man, that's what's so funny. We should probably wrap with this, because I know you got to get going. You got a plane back to Michigan. But yeah, I saw on Facebook, he's like, I'm in L.A. What should I be doing? I'm like, what do you mean you're in L.A.? So I'm like, check your email. My team's totally. Reaching out to you.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And it wasn't just Los Angeles. It was close to the airport, too, which is where we live.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm like, so that's
yeah, actually, I was surprised because my hotel, I think, is 6 miles from here. But my Lyft ride took like 30 minutes.
Oh yeah!
Holy cow! That's a long time. I'm used to like rural Michigan, where it's like, you know, you can just go like 70 miles an hour. Yeah.
Exactly.
Everything you ever heard about Los Angeles traffic is worse than what you've heard.
super cool. Well, thank you for coming. We're glad you're here.
Thanks for having me over.
It was great.
It's been great.
Yeah, and it's one less show we have to do next week, Joe.
Yeah, this is true.
Great. Checking off the list.
That's right.
All right, man. Thanks.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks.